Hello, everybody. I'm Mark.
And I'm Matt. And welcome back to another Tuesday 10, everybody's favorite.
Can yes.
You give me a what, Mark?
What?
Oh, yeah, we're back, baby.
We're back.
Okay. So to reintroduce ourselves after our horribly long hiatus.
You may have forgotten who we are.
It's been a long time, but Made by History is back and better than ever. We're back with a series called Tuesday 10. I believe this is our fifth episode. So look at that. We're hitting 50 countries. Look at us go.
Boom, boom, boom.
Anyways, Tuesday 10 is a series where we cover 10 countries in 10 minutes and give a brief history and fact file on them. So you don't have to look at their Wikipedia page. Would you look at us?
Yeah, we did that for you.
Because we love you and your cats, and you deserve a little slaw.
At least a little.
All right, so the countries we're going to be previewing today span from Europe, Asia, Africa, and elsewhere. Mark, do you want to lead us off?
Yeah. I'll tell you my five, and then I'll start. Or do you want me to give the five, and then you go?
Yeah, we can do that. I like this little on-air planning.
Okay. it's all on the fly. It's all okay. So my five this week are Algeria, Denmark, Fiji, Turkmenistan, and we got a little funky one, South Ossetia, unrecognized. What five do you have this week?
I've got Austria, Kosovo, the Maldives, Venezuela, and ring the unrecognized country bell, Mark. We have Artsakh, or otherwise known as Nagorno-Karabakh.
Awesome. All right. So do you want to go, or do I go? Or... It's been so long.
I'll take it away with Austria. Forgive us for the rust around our tires. We're getting back into it. I'll start us off with Austria. So Austria is a Central European mountainous country. Its capital city is Vienna, and it also hosts other notable cities such as Salzburg, Graz, Innsbruck, and Linz. It was formerly part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which was the second largest country in Europe, aside from Russia. And it's had a decline and an incline in certain things since then. It's definitely less of a military threat, but I would argue it's more pleasant to visit now. Its national dishes are Spätzle Schnitzel, which is a soft type of pasta noodle thing with chicken that's breaded. Notable people hailing from Austria are Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor and governor of California, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, arguably the most famous composer ever, and Marcel Sabitzer, footballer for RB Leipzig. A fun fact about Austria is that 62% of the nation's surface area is covered by the Alps. And there you have it.
Boom. Rad. We love Austria. I think we may have a few Austrian listeners. And if not, then we will by the end of this. So shout out to Austria. Keeping with the A-named countries, my first country is Algeria. Algeria is a large, mostly desert country in North Africa. The capital is Algiers, and its neighbors are Tunisia, Libya, Niger, Mali, Mauritania, Western Sahara, and Morocco. A little bit of history in brief. There's a lot, but we'll keep it quick. Evidence of human habitation in Algeria goes as far back as 200,000 BC, with advanced tools being made similar to those in the Levant around the same period. Around 11,000 BC, Neolithic society emerged, and the various peoples inhabiting Algeria coalesced into the distinct group that would come to be known as the Berbers. Carthaginian and Phoenician contact with Berbers was frequent and eventually led to the Berbers revolting against Carthaginian rule and taking over much of Carthaginian territory, establishing multiple kingdoms around the 2nd century BC. Roman rule and Germanic invasions toppled these kingdoms and subjected the Berbers once again to foreign rule. Then the Umayyads came and became the next power to rule the region, and many great scholars emerged in Algeria under Umayyad rule, and Islam became very popular in the region, though many Christians and other religious groups remained for some time. Algeria endured centuries more of rule from Spanish, Ottoman, and French rulers until independence in 1962. Since then, Algeria has fought with its neighbor Morocco. After gaining independence, but was able to modernize and make use of its oil resources and large coastline to build a strong economy. In the 90s through 2002, a large civil war engulfed the country. But since the civil war, Algeria has made a lot of progress in their struggle to give citizens civil rights, though great strides were made in the Arab Spring in 2011, eventually leading to mass protests, and most recently in 2019, the resignation of longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but here you go. And some fun facts. Algeria is roughly 5 times the size of Spain. So here's a little perspective. And 80% of Algeria is in the Sahara Desert, or is the Sahara Desert, excuse me. And the national animal is the fennec fox.
Very, very interesting. People forget how absolutely massive Algeria is. It's by far the largest country on mainland Africa, or in all of Africa, I guess.
Yeah.
And the Congo's big, but Algeria can fit 1.75 Congos in there, if you didn't know that.
You got an extra fun fact right there.
Look at that collaboration, teamwork, synergy, as they say.
That's, you know, they do say that teamwork makes the dream work.
And, you know, we're the dream, so... You know, if anyone's still listening, they're probably very, very rolling their eyes right now.
They're loving this bit. They're loving it.
We digress. We're on to our second country, or my second country, of Kosovo. Kosovo is located in southern Europe on the Balkan Peninsula. Its capital is Pristina. And there are really no cities in Kosovo, but other notable municipalities would be Peć and Ferizaj. It borders Serbia, Albania, Bosnia, Croatia, and North Macedonia. It gained independence in 2008, and that's still very up in the air about its independence, but we here at Made by History fully support and endorse the Kosovan independence run. Sorry, any Serbian nationalists that are listening. Anyways, Kosovo is a majority Muslim nation on the Balkan Peninsula, and notable people from there include Jerdan Shaqiri, famous soccer player, who's played for Liverpool, Milan, Munich, and so on, and Rita Ora, which surprised me. I had no idea. And this is not much less of a fun fact, but a Matthew opinion, they have one of the coolest flags of mainland Europe. They're one of the few countries to actually have the outline of the country on their flag in gold on a blue set with stars. It's absolutely magnificent to look at.
I agree. Fair assessment there. Big, big Kosovo flag enjoyer. All right. So my next country is Denmark. I'm sure you've heard of Denmark, our listeners out there. We also might have Danish listeners. I don't know. We'll check the demographics. No? Okay. Matt's giving me a no for those listening at home. But hopefully by the end of this one. I like to think that it attracts listeners when we talk about these places. So the capital of Denmark is Copenhagen. It's a small nation in Northern Europe, and it is bordered by Germany, but also very close, though separated by ocean, to Sweden and Norway. So little real quick history. Denmark is a small nation with a history dating back as far as 130,000 BC and was famously home to the Vikings from the 8th to the 10th centuries. Denmark has close ties to its neighbors in Sweden and Norway, though the nations have frequently come into conflict over time. Denmark has long been influential on the world stage, using its wealth, military power, and seafaring tradition to establish colonies in Greenland, the Faroe Islands, India, Ghana, and the West Indies. Denmark remained neutral in the First World War, but suffered defeat and Nazi occupation in World War II. Since World War II, Denmark has become a leading member of NATO, and in the European Union, with strong civil rights for its citizens and a robust economy. And they have great pastries. Fun facts, Denmark has the oldest flag in the world still in use by any independent nation. The flag was first adopted in 1219. 4 out of 10 Danes own a car, while 9 out of 10 Danes own a bike. And Denmark has the world's 2 oldest amusement parks.
Wow, I mean, when Mark and I circumnavigate the world, not via boat, but just in general, we have
bicycle.
Oh, of course. We have to stop at those two amusement parks.
We'll be there.
We'll move on to the fifth country, halfway point, my third, the Maldives. Now, this was a very interesting one to research, Mark. The Maldives are located, it's an island in the northwest section of the Indian Ocean, and its capital is Malé. Doesn't border any countries, but it's quite near Sri Lanka and the Seychelles. It's very famous for its resorts and casinos and I didn't know this, but illegal activity. It's the number three site for money laundering in the world, behind number two, Comoros, and number one, the Cayman Islands. Wow. Notable people from the Maldives include Mohamed Munavar, an activist for the Peace Corps who at one point ran the Peace Corps, and he was also an artist and poet. They gained independence from Sri Lanka, or at that time Ceylon, in 1977. There are only 1,815 ethnic Maldivian people currently alive, as many people who are from the Maldives end up moving, and the population is rapidly decreasing due to tourism and expats. But the Maldives economy, be it legal or not, grew 618% during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I'm sure you guys can do the mental math as to why that is. But
sounds legit.
The Maldives are on the up. That's another country that Made by History we'll take a trip to someday.
Of course. Well, hopefully we can visit all these, regardless of legal recognition by the international community. Although, you know, we'll get to that later. So my next country is Fiji, sticking to island nations here. The capital of Fiji is Suva. It is a small island nation in Melanesia in the South Pacific, and it doesn't have any direct neighbors that it borders because it's an island, though Vanuatu, Samoa, and New Zealand are roughly in the same region, as well as a number of other islands. A little bit of history. Human habitation in Fiji dates to the second millennium BC and originates with Austronesians, followed by Melanesians and some Polynesian influences. Europeans came to Fiji in the 1600s, though it took until 1874 to establish British rule. Fiji gained independence in 1970 from England and experienced a series of coups from the late 1980s until 2014. Fiji is one of the more developed nations in the Pacific and makes use of tourism and its natural resources to fuel its economy. Some fun facts: Fiji has a large Indian population with roots among the indentured workers, brought to Fiji by the British. Fiji has three official languages: Fijian, English, and Fiji Hindi, which I thought was kind of interesting. And Fiji is made up of more than 330 islands, though only 110 are fully inhabited.
Very interesting. Fiji, what a beautiful place to visit. This is just making me want to travel. It's biting the bug.
Hopefully we can get you guys interested in going to these places as well. Get more globally minded.
Become global citizens. Moving on to my fourth country, Venezuela. Venezuela is located on the northwestern tip of South America. The capital of Venezuela is Caracas, and other notable cities include Bonaire and San Luis. It borders Colombia, Suriname, and Brazil. Venezuela is in an interesting spot currently, with the worst case of inflation seen all time behind the Zimbabwe inflation crisis of 2011. Venezuela is dealing with the effects of a CIA coup and an installed president, Nicolas Maduro. But Venezuela still has a lot to offer, despite being in such a poor place right now. Notable people from Venezuela include Simon Bolivar, who is the Bolivar being the main currency of plenty countries down there in South America, named after him. Josef Martinez, a soccer player in the Serie A, and Salomon Rondon, a soccer player on Newcastle United. Venezuela has beautiful beaches and is home to 31% of the tropical section of the Amazon rainforest. The national animal of Venezuela is the venomed capybara. I don't know what the venomed capybara is, but I would really not like to find out.
Yeah, that ruins the coconut doggy in every way. That makes it, that's so sad. I hate that. Why venom? Sorry?
Did you just refer to the capybara as the coconut doggy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can fill in the gaps there. It's kind of a dog-ish, and the hair, it looks like a coconut, probably feels like a coconut, you know. And also Simón Bolívar, that might be, there's an episode in there. He's a great revolutionary. He might be a good dude to talk about.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So my next country, this is a real spicy one. We're not the spiciest of the spicy, but we're getting there on the Scoville scale. Turkmenistan is my next country. The capital of Turkmenistan is Ashgabat. Is a small to moderately sized nation in Central Asia, and its neighbors are Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Iran. Some history about Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan has long been at the world's geopolitical center. The great city of Merv in Turkmenistan was once the largest city on the planet and was one of many important stops on the Silk Road in what is now known as Turkmenistan today. The country was annexed by the Russian Empire in the late 1800s and later became a battleground during the Russian Civil War. Turkmenistan eventually gained independence from Soviet rule in 1991, but has continuously suffered under authoritarian rule and is controlled by one of the most oppressive regimes on Earth. Some fun facts. There's a continuously burning gas crater called the Darvaza gas crater in Turkmenistan. It is on fire due to a miscalculation by Soviet scientists who thought the gas would burn off in a few days. When they were doing some excavation and all of their equipment fell in, they figured, let's light it on fire. It'll be done in, you know, give it a week less. It's been burning for like 50 years. So they're off by a bit there. Another fun fact, Ashgabat uses the most white marble of any city in the world in its construction. There's some kind of weird pictures of it. It's been compared to, or it's been said to be a weird combo of Las Vegas and Pyongyang, and there's plenty of images on Google of that. So I'm suggesting you take a look. It's definitely weird. And my last fun fact for Turkmenistan is that the second Sunday in August is National Melon Day.
Also about Ashgabat, I've heard or I've read about Turkmenistan, Ashgabat, in like that it's like Pyongyang. You can't really take pictures of everything there or take certain pictures. Is that right? Or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, well, I think like a lot of very repressive regimes, there's some stuff that they want to keep as classified as possible. But I think a lot of the city, like main plazas or whatever, are photographable there. But there's not a ton. I mean, there's a few from like journalists and I think the Guinness Book of World Records. Oh, how could I forget? And their leader has the best name on the planet, despite being one of the worst people on the planet, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. So
now, Mark, I don't mean to give you an on-air quiz challenge. Say that three times fast.
Oh, I don't know. I was about to make a joke about that, actually. Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. There we go.
Have fun here. Anyways, we're on to my fifth and final country of the day in the unrecognized... Oh. Yes?
Well, I got South Ossetia after, but yes.
Onto my unrecognized country of the day. We're in the unrecognized. Got you.
Sorry. Zoom audio.
Hey, we might cut this out. We might not. Who knows? We'll still be listening at this point.
Yeah.
Anyways, my final country of the day is Artsakh. Artsakh is located in the Caucasus region of Central Asia and Europe. Its capital, I think it has a great name, Stepanakert. Now, whoever named that, bravo, 10 out of 10. You can't see this because it's a podcast, but I'm golf clapping right now. Artsakh borders Armenia, Azerbaijan, Iran, and Turkey. I can't think of a more hostile group of neighbors. I just can't. Seems like it's pretty bad a pretty bad border crisis any which way you go. Artsakh was created by leftist separatists, leftist revolutionaries, who detested the Armenian and the Turkish claims to the land, calling them, in quotes of their leader, Gamadar Askenhumarov, another great name, not going to say that three times fast, right-wing capitalist pigs who, and then he goes on to say things we can't say on the air, but we digress. They're currently fighting the Gada War, which is they're fighting Armenia and Azerbaijan because they don't want to be controlled by either. Both countries lay claim to the land. It's a very soupy mess of violent politics right now. A notable person from there is Mir Mushon Navab. He's an artist and poet, and you can find his works displayed in the Louvre, in Abu Dhabi, in New York, in Tokyo, and Mumbai. So look out for his works. And another made by history claim, we fully support the independence of Artsakh and hope to be able to visit there someday. Another very cool flag with the Armenian flag with the cascading less than sign.
Yeah, it's like, Google it, you'll like it.
Yeah. Artsakh is spelled A-R-T-S-A-K-H.
And they have some cool, like, if I remember correctly, some cool, like, very ancient ruins and stuff like that. So definitely a very cool area. Just a shame that it's currently embroiled in a war.
Now, Mark, can you finish strong with the final 10, number 50 of the series?
Oh, boy, here we go. Now, we're really treating you today. We're giving you two full unrecognized nations. Well, I mean, unrecognized by most people, people being nations. So here we go. Capping off this episode, South Ossetia / State of Alania. It's the same, just they kind of have like a weird naming thing. Although the Georgians would just call it Georgia, but you know, here we go. I'll explain that. So the capital of South Ossetia is Shkinvali. May not be pronouncing that correct, but I believe I am. It is a small landlocked nation in the South Caucasus. Also double whammy to nations in the Caucasus here. And its neighbors are Russia and Georgia. A little bit of history. In medieval times, the Georgian kingdom ruled the area that is now South Ossetia, though eventually the Russian Empire conquered the Georgian kingdom of Kartli Kakheti in 1801. The South Ossetian Autonomous Oblast was established by the Soviet government in 1922 and declared independence from Georgia in 1991. The Georgian government tried to stop the secession by force, leading to the South Ossetia War from 1991 to 1992. Since then, the Georgian government has fought in 2004 and 2008 against Russian forces and South Ossetian separatists. Excuse me. Despite a Russian and Ossetian victory, Georgia and much of the world do not consider the region as an independent state, but as occupied by the Russian military. And some fun facts. These were a little hard to find just because it doesn't seem like the most fun of places to be. But South Ossetia has a population slightly smaller than that of Greenland. So go Greenland. South Ossetians use both Georgian lari and Russian rubles as their currency. And only Russia, Venezuela, and Nicaragua recognize South Ossetia as a sovereign state. That's South Ossetia in roughly a minute.
I'd just like to say you're welcome to all our listeners after this.
Oh, you've been blessed.
We've dumped this knowledge on you. Do with it what you will. Do good with it. I'd like to cap off this episode with thanking everyone who was involved in making it, Mark and I, and then a special shout out to John Freeman because he's really the goat and he helps us out so frequently.
Yes, go check out our TikTok. It's Made by History Pod, I believe.
I believe it's Made by History dot Pod. Just to
there we go.
Also.
It'll be in the Spotify doobly doo. So.
Oh yeah. If you have any friends that haven't listened to this podcast, I implore you to send it to them. I mean, This opens doors. This podcast moves mountains. I want you to share it with your friends and brighten their day.
They'll become cool.
Yeah, you guys will become the coolest people. Your college, high school, middle school, senior home, office, whatever. Preschool, yeah, elementary school. A K to 12 Johnson, you never know.
Who knows? Wherever you're at, you'll be a cool cat.
If you guys have any ideas for stuff you want to hear, you can always let us know in the comments. And thank you for listening. If you're still listening and you want to prove it, text us the word mango.
Yeah, if you have our phone numbers. Or figure out some way of contacting us with the word mango.
The mango emoji is also acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
We love you so much. There will be so much more consistent content hopefully coming soon.
The hopefully is we got it.
All right. See you guys.
Adios. Catch you in the next one.